This is Spare Parts, your World of Warcraft engineering questions answered. Hi, junior engineers. This week I got a question from Razorbug that asked, what are the engineers of Azeroth going to invent to help our heroes take out Garrosh? And I would contend that the answer to this would be a blast from the past as we look at the rarely seen trinket, the Gnomish Shrink Ray. This is an engineering device from way back in vanilla. In those days, most engineering items were either gear that needed to match the type that you wore, cloth, leather, mail or plate, or were trinkets with activated abilities. The Gnomish Shrink Ray is one of those earliest devices, but was only buildable by the most dedicated of engineers. The Gnomish Shrink Ray first needs to be equipped and then activated with an enemy targeted. When activated, it will, hopefully, shrink the target and reduce their attack power by 250. That might not sound like a lot, but at early levels that this trinket can be created, this is a powerful debuff. To demonstrate how, firstly, I'll tell you how to build one. First, you'll need to be engineering skill level 205. This is within the expert range. And you will also need to be a Gnomish specialized engineer. To become an expert engineer, you only need to be at level 20. So from level 20, if you max out your engineering skill, you should be able to easily make this trinket. Perfect for battleground twinks or for major low level power. Once you have reached skill level 205, to build the ray, you will need a mithril tube, 4 mithril bars, 2 jade gems and an unstable trigger. Combine these in an anvil with your blacksmith hammer and arclight spanner and you will soon have a marvellous shrink ray, just right for zapping that cocky night elf rogue in the battleground. Not so tough now, are ya? So, let's have a talk about the side effects. Like all vanilla era engineering devices, this does have a slight chance to backfire. Reported unexpected effects include making the device user bigger, which gives you 250 attack power instead of taking it away from your enemy. Making the user smaller, taking away 250 of your attack power instead of your enemy. Or making the target bigger, which makes them harder to kill and adds 250 attack power to them. You also have a chance to make your whole party bigger or smaller, or to make every attacking enemy bigger or smaller. It even has a chance to give enemies that carry shields an improved blocking ability for 30 seconds. All of this aside, this trinket apparently does still work on vanilla-era raid bosses, through anecdotes. Imagine a shrunken Ragnaros or an Anixia, and then imagine if it backfired and made them bigger. Yikes. All in all, a great example of old-world engineering. So, to answer your question finally, Razorbug, this is the device I'd like to see taken in to give a Garrosh a hiding, but supercharged with the latest Pandaren upgrades. Imagine walking into that throne room, zapping the war chief, and then playing a little game of footy by punting him back and forth between your raid team. Nothing quite like it. And that's it for this week. To send me your engineering questions, please send emails or voice recordings to spareparts@gmail.com or contact me on Twitter at Moogyver, M-O-O-G-Y-V-E-R, and I'll do my best to answer them for you, either by email if it's complex or in a segment. Spare Parts is downloadable direct from iTunes or from spareparts.podomatic.com or available on Stitcher Radio for the full catalogue of past segments. So until next time, stay safe, enjoy yourself punting your own war chief, and tinker with pride. Now, just in case any of you thought this always went smoothly, have a listen to this. And I would contend that the answer... No, wait. I missed that. And I would contend that the answer to this should be a blast from the past as we look at the... Nah. And I would contend that the answer to this should be the... In those days, most engineering items were either... In those days, most engineering items were the...
I can't talk tonight. What's wrong with you?
Hmm? I don't know.
My tongue's getting all tight.
In those days, most engineering items... To demonstrate how... Once you have reached skill level 2... Yeah. Unreported... And then minute... And that... So to hot... So until next time, stay safe.
Ah. Damn it, I'm moving my microphone.
So until
I cannot talk tonight. What am I going to say? What am I going to tag this?